Kikatooies and kakapos, this time on Culture File, as we tune in to the bird sounds of New Zealand with their current biggest advocate in these parts, composer Dave Flynn, the instigator of the Memory Orchestra and other Irish contemporary music projects, spends half of the year in New Zealand. There, he's become increasingly fascinated by the highly specific sounds that fill the air, calls from birds such as the tui and the kakapo and the bellbird have found their way into his own compositions, including a new orchestral piece he's written incorporating all manner of calls he's recorded and transcribed. Dave Flynn brought some of his haul to Culture File Towers, along with a MIDI demo of the new work.
There was a little tui sound.
What's that?
That's the tui. And it's an extraordinary kind of bird that's endemic to New Zealand. You only find it there. And when I first went to New Zealand, it was the first bird I noticed, and it was by its sound. Because before I went to New Zealand, and this was end of 2014 or early 2015, I was there for the first time. And I was just walking around an Auckland suburb, and I heard this strange sound, and I thought it was R2-D2, a kid with an R2-D2 Star Wars toy, but then it kept going, and I looked up, and there was this extraordinary looking bird, the tui. And
what do you see when you look up?
Well, it's beautifully coloured. It has its most distinctive feature is this white tuft just at its kind of neck area, and then you see it vocalizing, and it's kind of unbelievable to think that these sounds are coming out of the beak of this bird, you know, like, and it seems to sometimes be like it's throwing its voice, you know. It's everything that you hear in the recordings I've made are actually a tui, no electronic manipulation or anything like that, and they're renowned as imitators. They imitate other birds.
So that's a tui. Do you think that bird is imitating something? Or what's its natural call? Is there any such thing?
Well, there's definitely some of its normal sounds there. You're hearing like the cracks and the whoops. But there is... I just detected this listening to it closely through the night, that it's imitating a bellbird. So that's just the bellbird. And, that's tui again. But, so sometimes it can be hard to tell whether you're listening to a bellbird or a tui, but the tui tends to be more eccentric, and it tends to just, I call it like the avant-garde composer of New Zealand birds, because it just, you know, goes all over the place. And that's just one particular tui in one particular area. Like, there's...
Will you know the sound of one particular bird? I mean, if they're kind of these accretion of sounds, how would you know it was that bird rather than a series of other sounds making birds and devices?
Yeah, it can be tricky. Like, it's particularly hard to distinguish the difference between a bellbird and a tui in the distance. But if you listen to the recording there, that's bellbird imitating tui. The thing about New Zealand and the wildlife on New Zealand, the endemic wildlife, is that it was there for thousands and thousands of years before any human settlements. So the whole of New Zealand, or Aotearoa, is how it's also known by Maori when they settled, it just was a whole load of forest. For an awful lot of New Zealand, was just loads and loads of forest. And there's accounts, you know, from both Maori and European settlers talking about the birds, and just the back then when they were first experiencing them, there was way more birds, and the sound of the dawn chorus was supposed to be completely spectacular.
Do we want to go to the kakapo now?
Yeah. So the first one, this is the fairly simple mating boom sound.
Quite turned on.
That's all it does. And the kakapo is a flightless parrot, quite a big parrot. Doesn't fly, even though it has wings. Apparently it can glide downhill. That's why it still has the wings, apparently. It was going downhill. But yeah, that's its mating call. And I liken that to like a bass clarinet, a low kind of toot on a bass clarinet. Or you could think of it as like something that might start a Prodigy song or something like a electronic dance music sound. But it's, when you hear the female response, you mightn't think that she's that impressed by it. Okay.
This is the kakapo female sound. This is an actual sheet of music with New Zealand birds, NZ birds at the top.
Yeah, so this is just some of my transcriptions of what I've heard, figuring out how to put them into sheet music. Obviously, you can't see them on the radio, but I can just explain. There's extended technique kind of notation. You can see here, they're not clear notes, they're crosses instead of the kind of round note heads. And that's getting those percussive sounds that you hear in the tui. The
so where's the little tui sound? That's the first thing we heard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a little flick.
Describe that little piece of notation, that tiny bit, would you?
Oh, that's just an ornament, a grace note, they call it. And But it's a really quick one. I've put what they call demi-semi-quaver, which basically indicates to a musician that you play it as quickly as possible. So you barely hear the note before it. And that's very common of Irish fiddle playing and piping. So, like, it's funny. I wondered if some of the... Because there's quite a few Irish tunes that are, you know, named after birds, blackbird and things like that. And I wonder, does some of that influence of bird sounds come into Irish flute and piping and fiddle playing, you know? Or is it just a technique that's necessary on the instrument? I don't know if anyone could ever answer that, but it's funny that some of these little ornaments the birds do are similar to ornaments you find in traditional music all over the world. And then there's too many birds now to individualize them, it's just kind of building them all up. Give Tui the last word at the end of the piece. It builds to a huge big orchestral kind of climax, and then it's that kind of at the Tui.
Dave Flynn and friends there, and you also heard an extract from a demo version of the composer's Patea,